I can hear you breathing so loud. Why are you breathing so loud?
I'm holding my breath.
Okay, here we go.
Let's go.
Welcome to the Practice Makes podcast, where we talk about relatable subjects from everyday life. I'm your co-host, Tyler Kingsbury.
And I'm your co-host, Jordy Wofford. The Practice Makes podcast was created to discuss everyday topics that you may or may not give a shit about. But odds are you clicked on this one because you're interested in whatever the title is. So stay tuned.
Yeah. So I believe that for the majority of my life, I have been an extrovert. And I found out recently that you, Jordy, are a reformed introvert.
Yes. I believe that for at least the beginning part of my life, I considered myself to be an introvert. And I like to think that I made a very active decision to become extroverted because I felt like, for me personally, that was more enjoyable.
Why?
I felt like it made life easier, I suppose. I felt like being standoffish and not wanting to be around people and going to activities, it kind of kept me boxed in and limited my options. Whereas if I were to be extroverted and be sociable, more willing to interact with people, it would, not only make everyday, life a lot easier, but it would create more opportunities. I think if I hadn't done so and made the choice to be more outgoing and extroverted, I think my life has been a lot better because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you said, oh yeah. You said for the majority of your life you were extroverted. I mean, did you ever feel introverted at some point, or you just really have definitively always been that way?
Yeah, I think my life has gone the opposite direction, where extrovertedism is starting to kind of drain me.
Interesting.
And I think, I don't know, part of it too is that I'm not in my 20s anymore, and so I want to just go home and hang out with just a couple people at a time or something. And then so going out and drinking and partying isn't my favorite thing anymore. So it kind of feels like introvertedism.
Maybe it's just a different form of extrovertedness.
Maybe, yeah, because something one defining factor is, so I'm doing my laundry right now, so can you hear it?
No, I don't hear anything.
Oh, okay, great. A definition would be you get your energy from being around others. And then introvertedism is you have to recover from that. And so you get your energy from being at home. You have to go put yourself back on the charger. And so when I go do something really extroverted, go be on stage, or somehow be the center of attention or something like that, then I can't sleep because I've just gotten so much energy from it that it's just I'm running and running and running and
running on empty. Running on empty.
No, I just
sure that's the song.
I'm on. I'm my brain won't turn off. Could be a little bit of, anxiety. One form of anxiety is OCD. I feel like I get that sometimes where the same thing will just be in my head over and over again. So could be that.
Sounds like you're still going, when you do something extroverted, performing on stage, you kind of are still going off on the adrenaline, and so that makes you feel really like exhausted or drained?
No, I just can't sleep.
Interesting. I mean, if you were tired, you'd think it would be easy to sleep them.
Do you have that problem? Do you have a problem sleeping at all?
No, I never have problems sleeping. It's really rare. I'll do like maybe one night of insomnia per month where I just can't get to sleep. But generally, I like my sleep a little bit too much.
I see. So the nights where you can't sleep, are they induced by like cocaine or?
Usually some illicit substances.
So then that wouldn't really count, I think.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that would be an interesting thing to study. Like, do introverts have a harder time sleeping? I'll just put it this way. I feel like the majority of people, this is just anecdotal, but I feel like the majority of people are introverted. I think a lot of them would take issue with that and they feel it's the opposite, but I feel like most people are introverted. And I would also say this is very scientific and it's just based off of me hanging around and talking to people, but I feel like the majority of people do have sleeping problems. Like, I feel like I'm a very rare case where I never have any trouble going to sleep. So therefore, the majority of introverts have sleeping problems. So you have, in fact, become an introvert.
But I think I always did. But also, I think that you sleep well normally, though, was what you were saying.
Yeah.
So sleeping, like, the problem is that you sleep too much?
A little bit. I have trouble getting out of bed and everything, and every once in a while, but not nearly as much as... Actually, yeah, what I just said doesn't make any sense because my girlfriend is a total introvert, and she sleeps all day. She's so introverted. She likes being in dreamland.
He was definitely an introvert, and he could fall asleep so easily. We went camping once, and we like to joke about this because I'm still friends with some of the people that were on this trip with us. But it was like as soon as the tent zipped up, it was like... Like, he seriously could fall asleep so fast.
Did you zip up the tent?
No, like, he did. Like,
did he just, like, literally pass out and, like, not go into his sleeping bag? Like, I'm imagining him, like, slumping forward and, like, tearing up the pegs of the tent and, like, slumping forward.
So it's probably just a touch of exaggerated, but it was pretty, like, it was literally like you heard the zip and then very shortly after you could hear him snoring. And this, so I wasn't in the tent, and I think this was actually after we'd already broken up. We were just like on this trip that we'd planned. He was a nice enough person. We could still hang out.
I'm sure it wasn't awkward at all.
It was a little bit because this like hippie chick came out of nowhere and she was kind of all over him. And I was like,
throwing shade.
Big time. So anyways, back on topic.
So you think the introverts are bigger sleepers?
Yes. I think it's easier for you to fall asleep. Just from what I've heard. Because you can fall asleep easily. Andrea can. My ex, Fred, we'll leave him unnamed. How about?
That's a good idea. I don't know. I guess maybe one reason why I fall asleep so easily is because of all the partying that I do. And
that, you know, after a long night. Like, if I drink, I can't sleep. Sometimes it depends on the sugar. But then again, that would be another energetic experience that would amp me up because I get energy from people. So when I am introverted nowadays, it's because I have to be to recover from all the high energy.
Interesting.
Not necessarily that. I don't know. It's interesting because it's like, am I turning into an introvert because I need to recover from social events now? Where I think I always did, actually. And I like doing theater and stuff. And I think sometimes people think, oh, like performers are just always performers. And I think to an extent I can be. And then also it's like part of the appeal of that is that separation, that degree of separation where you don't actually have to communicate with the people. You're given a set of lines and then you do your thing. They love you. And then you get to go home and not sleep.
So, I mean, you feel like you want to have like two very separated worlds, like your outside world where you're being really extroverted and social, and then your introverted lifestyle where you go back to your home and rest, because I think that's how I feel.
Oh,
like
really?
even though I say I'm extroverted, I mean, I don't get me wrong, I love going home and just being in my bear cave and lying down and relaxing after a long day. But
yeah,
that's one of the reasons why it's such a gray subject, because I feel like introverted extroverted is kind of a false dichotomy to begin with.
True. And it's like a spectrum anyway, right? It's not black and white.
Yeah.
And it's not like set in your genes, where if you're, and by genes I mean with a G, not a J.
Oh, I thought you meant like my Levi's.
Yeah, I could sense that. Like, you're like, what, my jeans? So
you preemptively told me. No, I'm talking about this.
So, yeah, like, I don't think you're, well, maybe you are born extroverted, because I've definitely met babies that are way less shy.
There's definitely those people out there who it's like, it's very clear which side of the spectrum they are on.
So something, I was interested in your thoughts on this. So like sometimes someone that's really extroverted will be like a heavy drinker and they'll party a lot, and then and they have a hard time being alone. But do you think then, so I guess it could be like a chicken and the egg scenario, where it's like, were they avoiding like their thoughts? Because like part of being alone is that you have to see yourself and be like, oh, like this is my life or whatever. And then maybe you don't like that, or maybe you don't like to be left alone with your thoughts. So then you go out, and so you get distracted by people and places and events, and so you never have to be in your head, and especially if it involves drinking.
Yeah, I wish I could put that in like a nicer sounding way, but yeah, a lot of it is about like being distracted from my own thoughts. I remember in college I read a story. Geez, I'm kind of embarrassed, I can't remember what it was. I think it was written by Jean-Jacques Rousseau, but essentially like what the story was is that, you know, man has to be constantly distracted. Because if he stops for a moment, he becomes aware of the tragedy of his own existence. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I am just left to my own devices, I will like dwell on all the sad things in the world and how powerless we are to change them. So maybe, yeah, I do need to get out there and just be with people at a bar and forget about the fact that the polar ice caps are melting.
Yeah, interestingly, now that I am more introverted, where I really do enjoy being alone, like in my house, hanging out with my cat, like that was not me before, but I've been going to therapy for 2 years. and also my life is better than it was. Like, it's on a track where I'm doing things that I actually want to do. You know,
so you're not thinking
with people I like, not really worrying about things I used to worry about. So maybe now it's okay for me to be in my head, and like,
because you won't be thinking about dark thoughts all the time.
Maybe, and just learning how to cope with, you know, everything, because part of my addiction of choice was people. And so it was very hard for me to not be in a relationship, not very hard, but just that was my natural state of being, was either dating, you know, having someone in my life that could be the person that comes and helps when I run out of gas or whatever. So I've gotten to a point now where that I don't have that anymore, that addiction. I don't really need people. And so now I'm on the other end of the spectrum where I'm just totally cool being by myself. And this is a whole nother subject, but the idea of learning to love yourself is such a process, and it does take a long time, but it actually doesn't take forever. So I definitely recommend putting in the time, whatever that takes. 2 years, like when I say I've been in therapy for 2 years, you know, on the great scheme of things, it's like, do you think that that's a long time or do you think that's a short time?
It's not a long time if you're willing to invest in like a positive change. I mean, maybe in that sense, no amount of time is too long, but I mean, I don't think asking 2 years to make a change in your life is asking too much now. I mean, heck, we go to college for 4 years and that's torture.
That's so true. So, so I don't think that that's a long time, but it is one of those things like looking back, I don't say, oh, that was easy. I say, oh my God, thank goodness I did that when I did, because I have been living my life, you know, in such lack, you know, avoiding my own thoughts and not wanting to be alone and thinking that other people could provide for me all these holes that I was feeling in myself, my self-worth and everything like that. And then the more you learn, the more you realize that you can do that for yourself. And I think that's what's kind of made me more introverted, is that I like spending time with myself, whereas I didn't before. But the hard part with this is I have higher standards for people now, I guess. And no one can really compare to certain.
To you.
so cheesy. No, but no one is perfect. And so now the struggle, like learning to love yourself, you're like, oh, that's hard. But the harder part is actually learning to love other people, because they fucking suck, you know?
Oh yeah, it's a big challenge learning how to forgive people for their faults and their shortcomings, which I don't know. Introverts do love themselves more. I think there might be an element of narcissism to it, to be honest.
Oh yeah, but maybe there are. That you thought there's some narcissism in introverts.
I think so. I mean, just the idea of only and always wanting to just be around you and you alone. It's like, I can't, I mean, maybe that is what this is all about. It's like Freudian slip. Introverts feel good about themselves, whereas extroverts do kind of have a self-loathing, because I'd be lying if I said I didn't have a little bit of self-loathing. Like, I'm very critical of myself. I'm one of my least favorite people. So maybe, maybe the long and short of it is introverts are narcissists and extroverts are self-loathing.
So interesting though, because the term narcissist is very popular. I think, I don't know if it's always been, but for sure now, or it comes up on my feed a lot. So maybe it's just something that I'm interested in and Google's like getting in my head. But an actual narcissist is like, it's like an illness. It's near being like a sociopath or a psychopath. Not as bad. There is that lack of empathy though. And so actually like loving yourself or wanting to be alone or liking yourself and all of that kind of stuff, that really isn't a whole lot of like what a narcissist is. A narcissist is someone that kind of lacks empathy and they want to hurt other people if it's going to better their lives, I think. And this would be an interesting topic to talk about too, narcissism.
Yeah, we'll have to make an episode just about that. And I will say to all the introverts out there who are probably hating on me, it's that most of my friends are introverts and they're very loving people. So I don't think they're sociopaths.
Well, part of being a reformed introvert is that you have to talk shit now about introverts. Like, yes, I'm a reformed smoker, so now I obviously like have to give people shit every time I see them smoking. Whereas if I had never smoked, I'd just be like, let them live their lives.
Yeah, like those organizations who find like washed up porn stars and then they get them to denounce the porn industry.
Oh. That is just like how this is. So relatable.
I denounce the introvert industry. They made me do drugs. They put me on camera. They humiliated me.
Oh, so I wanted to say that we met in second grade, you and I.
Yes.
And
at least that's as far back as I can remember.
Yeah. And well, so that's when I went to your elementary school. So I know for sure that's the year it was. Because I left in third grade. I went to the other school down the street. But yeah, I remember seeing, I could see, you know, in my memory that you would have been an introvert, but still very friendly, but not really the person to necessarily come up and say hi, like kind of waiting for other people to come up and say hi.
Yeah, I actually remember like a key moment in my life when I was like in middle school, and we were like a gym class, and we were playing basketball, and like I was just basically like standing in place, and I was just like sulking while everyone else was playing the game, and then it was like I was really upset because nobody was passing the ball to me. One of my classmates said to me, "They're not going to pass the ball to you if you don't ask them for it." And he meant that in a very literal way, but I took it to like a much deeper meaning. And I realized, yeah, you know what? In life, people aren't going to pass you the ball. People aren't going to give you that chance. People aren't going to love you for you if you don't show them that you want it.
Hey, it's Tyler here. Thanks for listening to the Practice Makes podcast with Tyler and Jordy. Tune in again next week to listen to more things that you may or may not give a shit about. Bye.